The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 13th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of St. Augustine, born in Tagaste, Numidia, a part of North Africa that is now Algeria. Converted to Christianity as an adult, settled down to a quiet life of thinking about theology and writing books, went to the port town of Hippo to set up a monastery. But there he had to take over the duties of the local bishop and had to deliver sermons and run a parish, which he regretted. He would rather have spent his time writing. He was not taken seriously by other theologians at the time because he could not read or write in Greek, which was the language of intellectuals, and he lived in a backwater of the Roman Empire. His city of Hippo was besieged by Vandals at the fall of the Roman Empire. It was destroyed soon after St. Augustine's death. But somehow his library survived, and his ideas about resisting pagan influences became doctrine within the church. And it was partly due to his writings that the Catholic Church held together during the Middle Ages. It's the birthday of Robert Louis Stevenson, born in Edinburgh in 1850, who was a young man, a travel writer living in France, fell in love with an American woman named Fanny Osborne. She was unhappily married. He was so in love, he followed her back to San Francisco, collapsed on her doorstep, and she got divorced and took up with Robert Louis Stevenson. They moved to Scotland, and there, one summer day, to amuse his stepson, Stevenson made up a story about an imaginary island, and in a single month, he turned it into his first great novel, Treasure Island, a book that has been in print for 124 years. Around the same time, he woke up one morning, told his family he did not want to be disturbed until he'd finished writing a story. He spent 3 days working on it, and by the end of the week, he was fairly happy with it. It was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, about a scientist who invents a chemical that changes his personality from a mild-mannered gentleman to a savage criminal. Those two books made Robert Louis Stevenson rich and famous, and he spent the rest of his life traveling from one place to the next, winding up on the island of Samoa, where he died at the age of 44 of a stroke. Here's a poem for today by Kathleen Flanagan, entitled The League of Minor Characters. The main character sits on his childhood bed, naming everything that's gone, ex-job, ex-wife, ex-best friend, and finally apprehends the breakdown we've felt coming since Chapter 5. When his doctor calls with test results, most of us decide to remain minor characters, like the quixotic neighbor growing bonsai sequoias, or the waitress with thick glasses and a passion for chess, because the main character, in the thrall of a relentless plot, can't help hurtling toward the crumbling cliff edge. And who needs that? Some inherit genes from generations of minor players. Some must learn to guard those sunny Sundays with the paper full of heroes and distant gunfire. And some of us who've gotten smug over the years turn another page, turn on the football game, until one day the doorbell rings. We close our books, adjust our eyes, and the protagonist sweeps in, insisting himself into our lives with his entourage of lust and language, sorrow, brio. Hero, anti-hero, it hardly matters. With the lights this bright, the music crests, and it's time to speak. a poem by Kathleen Flanagan, The League of Minor Characters, from her collection Famous, published by University of Nebraska Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzer and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.